You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is It's Monday, Muckin' Fun Day. It's October the 30th, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 59 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 24, and it's been fucking cold in the morning. Anywho, we're going to zip through this couple of little carryovers here, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go over and see what's in the news. Don't we call it? No, that's right. It's the fucking goddamn propaganda. Russian airport stormed by pro-Palestinian protesters. But I thought everybody in this fucking goddamn world was behind Israel, except Palestine and fucking Lebanon and fucking Syria and fucking Jordan and fucking Turkey. You know, the Ottoman Empire. I thought everybody, I mean, they'll step right up and tell you what you fucking think. I mean, do they represent you down at the border? Hell no, they don't. This is a video. If you want to look at it, you can go over to the fucking site and look at it. COVID in Israel. Now, this is interesting because, see, I got a video here, but what the guy's saying is he's reading out, he's talking about the CDC and who's making the fucking money off of this. Now, there's another video way down here. Let me see. Of this bitch. Where the hell is it? Hang in there. Fucking Netanyahu. I went too fast. Ain't gonna show it to me, motherfucker. Anyway, this bitch, she's on there and she's talking about Trumpy. You know, the father of the fucking goddamn, what the hell, the warp speed? Warp speed fucking genocide against the fucking people. And her speech, you know, they have Trump talking there and he blames the whole, this COVID debacle, they call it. It was a fucking, it was a planned fucking psyop. It was fucking a planned fucking goddamn extermination of fucking people. We all know what it was. And we know the pharmaceutical companies made fucking billions, perhaps trillions off this shit. And they're still going forth with it. Now he says China's behind it. China was behind it. They're the ones that made all the fucking money and everything. Well, this guy right here, he's at a some kind of meeting for the CDC for the about COVID. Now I can play the video and I can read what comes on the screen and then I can pause it. And we'll see, we'll see if these are Chinese that are doing this. That was controlling and tell, was the CDC controlling and telling our government to shut down and what they recommended for the mandates of the vaccines and Pfizer. And all the time when COVID was being enacted, I'm going to read off the staff of who's in charge of the CDC. The director of the CDC was Rochelle Walensky. Dual citizenship with Israel. She's a Jew. Deputy director of the CDC. Anne Shawachat. Dual citizenship with Israel. Jew. CDC Chief of Staff, Jerry Berger. Dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC Chief Medical Officer, Michael Wolf. Mitchell Wolf. Dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC Director of the Washington office. Now they're trying to stop this man from talking. They're trying to shut him up. This is about the goddamn fucking CDC. This is about COVID. He's got a right to fucking talk. They're trying to shut him up. This is pertinent to the topic, he's telling them. We're talking about COVID, right? Yeah, this is. This is pertinent to COVID, and it should be. You're talking about the fucking CDC. I guess it would be. So I love you, Jennifer. He's being fucking sarcastic with these fucking scumbag, fucking Jew-loving bastards. Don't make it bad. Let them speak. Yeah, please. So, director of the CDC of the Washington office, Jeff Rezik, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Jeff Zienis, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID senior advisor, Andy Slavik, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Assistant of Health Secretary for Human Services for our country. The Assistant of Health Secretary, Rachel Levine, transgender, dual citizenship is, I ask you that you hold off. You know, this is good. He's fucking up here. He's reading fucking facts. These are facts. A man's got the fucking paperwork in his fucking hand. In this fucking room full of fucking goddamn fucking traitors. Does not want to hear what this man has to say. These don't sound like Chinese names to me. These aren't China. Ma'am, I'm almost done. Mr. Firewood, the chair has ruled that your comments are out of order. Oh, you speak against the motherfucking kite murdering motherfucking genocidal cocksuckers. And you're out of order? You motherfuckers are out of order. Every one of you's got a goddamn rope coming to your treasonous fucking Jew-loving neck, you motherfuckers. She asked you to stop. Fuck her. the chair has. He said Jew. There's nothing wrong with Jew. It's not derogatory. It's the same if you were saying Catholic. Exactly. Okay, says he. Let's keep on going. Head of Pfizer vaccine. The head of Pfizer vaccine. Albert Bourla, dual citizenship with Israel. Jew. Pfizer chief scientist, Michael Dolston. Dual citizenship of Israel. Jew. Moderna chief scientist, Tal Zaks. Dual citizenship of Israel, Jew, and she's trying to stop him. She's trying to interrupt him. BlackRock, everyone know BlackRock? Question mark. BlackRock CEO, Larry Flint. Dual citizenship of Israel, Jew. I said we're willing to sacrifice our ego, our reputation, and our lives. Yes, ma'am, and I love you, because she's trying to stop him from talking. I love you, and I appreciate your patience. BlackRock's president, Rob Capito, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. The CDC chief medical officer of Johnson & Johnson, Joanne Walder Stricker, I can't say it. Dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Chief medical officer of Merck, Michael Rosenbaum. Dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. That was controlling and telling our government to shut down small businesses. These are the motherfuckers, Jews. And what they recommend for the mandates of the vaccines and Pfizer. And all the time when COVID was being enacted, I'm going to read off the staff of who is in charge of the CDC. The director of the CDC was Rochelle Walensky. Dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Deputy director of the CDC, Anne Schwalcha. Dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC chief of staff, Sherry Berger, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC chief medical officer, Michael Mitchell Wolf, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC director of the Washington office. Now she's trying to stop him. He's saying this is pertinent to the topic. We're talking about COVID, right? Yeah, this is. This is pertinent to COVID. So I love you, Jennifer. Doesn't make it bad. Let him speak. Yeah, please, he says. So the director of the CDC of the Washington office, Jeff Rezik, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew, COVID SAR. Jeff Zink, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID senior advisor, Andy Slavik, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Assistant of Health Secretary for Human Services for our country. And she's saying, this is out of order. This is out of, why is this out of order for our country? the Assistant of Health Secretary, Rachel Levine, transgender, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. She's saying, may I ask that you hold off? Fuck you. Free. We have the right to speak in this goddamn country, you foreign cunt. You fucking Jew bitch. She's asking, will you hold off, Christopher? Ma'am, I'm almost done. Mr. Firewood. The chair has ruled that your comments are out of order. For fucking what? She asked you to stop. So who in the fuck is she? Where's her authority? This is what you get when you let the goddamn Jews fucking take over your country and make it a corporation that they fucking control. How is it out of order? A lady is asking. The chair has. He said, Jew, there's nothing wrong with Jew. It's not derogatory. It's the same as if you were saying Catholic. She's saying the same thing again. Exactly. Okay. Keep on going. Head of Pfizer vaccine, Albert Bourla, Bourla, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Pfizer chief scientist, Mikhail Dolston. Dual citizenship of Israel, Jew. Moderna chief scientist, Tal Zaks. Dual citizenship of Israel, Jew. BlackRock, everyone know BlackRock? BlackRock, Larry Flint, dual citizenship of Israel, Jew. I said we're willing to sacrifice our ego, a reputation in our lives. Yes, ma'am, I love you, and I appreciate your patience. BlackRock's president, Rod Capito, dual citizenship of Israel, you. The CDC chief medical officer of Johnson & Johnson, John Wolchucker, dual citizenship of Israel, Jew. Chief Medical Officer of Merrick, Michael Rosenbalt, dual citizenship of Israel, Jew, and that's when they got him stopped. So, I mean, well, then, like I said, you go down here and you have this bitch trying to promote fucking Trumpy, the fucking king of the fucking Jews. When he's standing up there, he's talking about, you know, fucking these motherfuckers, we owe them nothing. They have done been nothing but destructive to our fucking country. They've been nothing but destructive to this fucking world. Let's go on down. I don't give a shit about her. IDF soldier raises Israeli flag in northern Gaza. This is a fucking video. Yep. This is fucking. See, they're trying to change it again, just like, you know, fucking gun control became gun safety. They're trying to make they're called in this apartheid. That's why it's apartheid. It's bad. That's why it's apartheid. No, this is fucking genocide. Apartheid is when a minority rules a majority. Genocide is when you go in and kill every man, woman, and fucking child and extinct their fucking people, you son of a bitch. And as I'm talking about this, as people are marching across the Brooklyn fucking bridge, because everyone knows that every American is behind the fucking Jews. As I'm saying, this is some fucking woman in her ninth trimester, a Palestinian woman's getting her fucking guts blowed out by an Israeli fucking aircraft that we fucking provided, by military fucking equipment we fucking provided. We're as guilty as anybody else. I'm not. I've always spoke against this shit. I know what this fucking shit is. But what have we done about it? I mean, these are huge protests. They're going across, I mean, the whole fucking Brooklyn Bridge. And they've got it blocked and everything. They're supposed to be bigger today. They got protests over in fucking goddamn Russia. They took over a fucking airport and people across it. But while you're doing this, while you're standing there saying, save Palestine, that woman in her final trimester is getting her fucking guts blowed out by your fucking money, by your fucking lack of goddamn balls to stand up to these motherfuckers and put them in their place. California city, the first in U.S. to condemn Israel, accused Jewish state of ethnic cleansing in Gaza. Wow, wow, let's look at this. This is by Melissa Coing, New York Post. The California city has become the first in the United States to pass a resolution condemning Israel, accusing the Jewish nation of committing ethnic cleansing. No, genocide. See, they're trying to fucking work. Everybody's calling it what it is. It was fucking genocide. When you go in and you go to exterminate a people just like they did in this country with the fucking American Indians, that's genocide. When you go to wipe them out, man, woman, and child, when you kill little babies, that's genocide. Ethnic cleansing and collective punishment. My fucking ass. You're not going to change the narrative. This is fucking genocide right in our fucking face, and we're paying for it. Collective punishment. We'll go on with this. The resolution passed by the Richmond City Council at 1 a.m. Wednesday states in part that Palestinians in Gaza are currently facing a campaign of ethnic cleansing. No, Jenna, fucking side. They don't want you to say it. You say nothing but Jenna. It's ethnic cleansing. What is ethnic cleansing? That's when you kill every man, woman, and child of a fucking opposing goddamn culture, of an opposing fucking race. You're fucking, it's genocide. Genocide. You're not going to do this, fucking Goebbels. Ethnic cleansing, my fucking ass. It's genocide. And collective punishment. No, it ain't collective punishment. It's fucking genocide. You're killing little babies in the fucking womb. You nasty, rotten son of a bitches. I watched the fucking video that Galen had put up in one of her comments, and so fucking Jew, and he's talking about fucking Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and said, well, they didn't have to give no 5-10 minute warning when they blew up Nagasaki and Hiroshima. But hey, man, we did a little thing on that back in the day, if you people that have been around here a while know. And then that first fucking plane with that first fucking bomb, who was that? Who was that? A fucking Jew. That's who ordered it all. To say, when they blew up the fucking Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it was fucking bloody murder. It was fucking goddamn fucking city busting. They killed men, women, children in the fucking womb. And a fucking Jew ordered it. These fuckers are not going to squirm away from what they have fucking said. This old prick says, so that if they kill like a Palestinian baby or Palestinian child, they save 100 Israeli lives in the future. This is what these fuckers are saying. These crying ass motherfuckers. 6 million of us were genocided in fucking Europe by Adolf Hitler, when there wasn't even 600,000 of them in fucking all of Europe during that time, as according to the National Geographic, which was buried so that nobody could fuck. I mean, it came out, but then they went right back to, if you say that's right, that National Geographic went and did the study and fucking seen who was there and who was not, then you're a goddamn fucking anti-Semitic. I'm anti-Semitic, you motherfucker. I hate you fucking Jews, one and all. And they're trying, now they're telling you about because of Khazars. And it's just the Khazars, because they're our good Jews. There ain't a good fucking Jew on this planet. If somebody needs to be eradicated for the good of humankind, it is those miserable motherfuckers. They have done more destruction with such a small fucking group of fucking rotten ass motherfuckers. None can compare. Collective punishment by the state of Israel. No, genocide. You're not gonna change genocide to collective punishment. That's not punishment. It's fucking murder. That is considered war crime under international law. I laugh at you. They laugh at your fucking international law. Cluster bombs are considered fucking goddamn a war crime too, under that fucking international law, aren't they? I've watched little Palestinian kids fucking like 10 or 12 years old, phosphorus burning through their fucking legs, sitting there screaming. And that was all right. They used cluster bombs. They used cluster bombs in fucking Syria. It's supposed to be, well, that's against the Geneva Convention. That's against, all the signers. Fucking except for the Jews, a fucking Jew thinks you're an animal. They can do what they fucking want to you. They, you know, torture the kind of people that torture puppies. It also calls for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire and the safe passage of substantial humanitarian aid to Gaza, as well as an end to Israeli apartheid. No, no, it ain't apartheid. Apartheid's when a fucking minority rules over a majority, rules over, not fucking genocides. They're committing genocide. They are killing a people. They are killing a fucking race of people, a fucking cult, their own culture and their own fucking goddamn identity. They are killing him. Sure as they did the American Indians. What'd they do to the American Indians? They killed fucking goddamn tribes that extincted them. They'll never exist again. Killed them. Why? Because nits turn into lice and they wanted what those people had. So they fucking killed them. You know, any American Indian out there that's fucking for this shit, you better do some thinking, hadn't you? Because this is exactly, if it hadn't been for fucking American nationals who would not stand to watch a people be more people, hell, it happened to plenty of fucking tribes. Remember last of the Mohegans? That's fucking real shit. Genocide. And now they're fucking trying to fucking justify it, like that old fucker, fucking Jew talking about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Well, if we kill this baby today in Palestine, well, 10 or 20 years from now, he won't grow up and kill a fucking Jew because Jew life is important. All of the fucking life, well, they're just going. They're soulless fucking animals. They need to be, they're like having a goddamn infestation in your house. Kill them dead like a cockroach. The occupation and the blockades of the Palestinian land by Israeli military forces. The city of Richmond opposes all existing and future military aid to Israel. It concludes. See, these motherfuckers have been trying, just like Trump, you stand up there. Israel, no. America's behind you. Who in the fuck do you think you're speaking for? First place, you're not even a fucking elected official, you son of a bitch. In the second place, king of the Jews, you don't speak for me. And you don't speak for fucking millions of people in this fucking country. How fucking dare you? Who are you? You piece of shit. Take that fucking suit off and I'll show you you fucking are, you goddamn hunk of fucking Jew ass son. Well, you're a fucking Jew yourself, aren't you? Your daughter's married to a Jew. Your grandchildren are fucking Jews. You Jewish son of a bitch. And I mean every fucking one of them. I ain't picking the fucking fly shit out of the pepper. Fuck you. If there was going to save lives, I think of all the lives over the fucking 1,000 years that could have been saved if these motherfuckers would have been wiped out. Not existed. Because they, what, how many countries? 190 countries they've been fucking kicked out of. Wonder why? Because they just didn't like their religion. Well, if, when your religion concludes fucking taking everything the fucking country owns, fucking slaving the people, and fucking then fucking genociding the fucking people. Yeah, people are going to get rid of your fucking ass. And it's time to end this once and for fucking all, people. These motherfuckers, that fucking Nikki Haley, there's a video up on the site. And she's talking about, she says, these are her words, this Indian fucking bitch. Because she came from India. That's where she came from. And she's in high off. She's making money. You're fucking paying this fucking cunt that comes up and she says, you have the right to free speech, but you don't have the right to hate. I got news for you, you motherfucking cunt. I got as much right to hate as I do to love. And what you're talking about is mind control. You want to give it a fucking go? Give it a fucking go. You try to tell me what I can think, who I have to fucking, whose ass I have to kiss, and who I can't love or don't love? You try it, you motherfucker. I'll blow your fucking head off. I'm a fucking American national, you bitch. You're beneath me. Get the fuck out of my country. Go back to fucking India. What the fuck are you doing serving in my goddamn... Well, it ain't my goddamn government. You're here with the fucking goddamn an unlawful occupation, bitch. And that's how you will be dealt with. The city of Richmond opposes all existing and future military aid to Israel. It concludes, while attempting to express support for Jewish members of its community, I'm sure you were... Because, man, I'll tell you what, Cynthia Kenny, she's the one that came out and said that you had to swear an oath to fucking Israel to become a goddamn United States fucking congressman or senator, didn't she? Remember that? We're just supposed to have the memory of a head of cabbage. We're just supposed to remember yesterday or last week, because they make our lives so fucking miserable. We got to concentrate on just fucking surviving. Well, I don't forget. And I give no oath to no fucking foreign king. And any of you bastards that are in fucking all these fuckers pretending to be your fucking representatives have given an oath to fucking Israel. Or they couldn't be there. That's Cynthia McKinney talking. And it cost her fucking goddamn, her fucking, whether she was a congresswoman or a senator, whatever it was, it cost her her job. She got fucking kicked out. Because she would not fucking take an oath to a fucking Jew. That is treason. Taking an oath to a foreign king is not treason. You motherfuckers think you're going to tell me who I can hate? I hate you motherfucking Jews. I hate you. You got it? And I'll say it to my dying breath, you motherfuckers. Especially you, Nikki Haley. Get the fuck out of my country, you foreign bitch. Council members overwhelmingly supported the resolution, passing it 5- after a continuous hour-long meeting that finally ended around 1 a.m. No chance of free Palestine. The meeting started with Mayor Eduardo Martinez. That's Irish, ain't it? Being accused of being a Nazi, prompting a shouting match that briefly delayed the hearing. If my words pain you, I'm sorry, the mayor said after readjourning. See, the reason they're making these moves is because the people are ready to track. They're painted in the corner. People are ready to erase them from this motherfucking planet, and they know it. We got the fucking means to do it, and we got the goddamn authority to do it through the fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791. These motherfuckers are occupiers in our country. They think they're going to do the same shit. Hey, you motherfucker. That was it. That old fuck, the same old fuck that was talking about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. He mentioned Dresden, you know, where they went and they bombed that city and burned people alive, little kids and everything. Because, hey, you don't fuck with the Jews. Well, I'm fucking with you, Jew. You're a piece of fucking shit, and you are the few and we are the many, and your fucking asses are about fucking finished. It's time to get rid of these fucking warmongering, fucking goddamn thieving scum, fucking pedophilic pieces of fucking human trash. It's time to end it. It's time to step up. It's time to fucking put your gold in your pocket and say, that's enough. I'm stepping up and I'm getting on that fucking page. That page, those 10 fucking articles. That's our fucking law. That's our fucking right to stop this shit. At least they're not going to participate in it by taking my goddamn resources, my country, to fucking extinct the people. I have a fucking conscience. These motherfuckers do not. But they are words that have to be said. He denied that the resolution was anti-Semitic. It's anti-Semitic. You goddamn, I don't give a fuck you. You can defy, everybody will tell you that Semitic is a fucking white person or some kind of, or an Arab or what might have you. I don't give a fuck for your terminology. Those motherfuckers have got to go. They are misery makers. That's what I call them. Misery makers, shit dog fucking goddamn pedophilic bastards out of hell. There has not been a single word that says we are against the Jewish people. Well, we wouldn't dare. You wouldn't dare, would you? How fucking dare you fucking, hey, you know, fucking, I'd say the majority of this population in this fucking country don't want the fucking, they want them fucking Jews out of their life. They want them out of their fucking pockets. They want them away from them. You don't represent us. You represent them, you fucking treasonous son of a bitch. Because you can, we don't want to say nothing against our masters, the Jews. Get the fuck out of my country, Jew, or die. It sounds one-sided. It is. It's because it voices a narrative that has been ignored, the mayor said, according to Fox News. I reject the notion that speaking out against Israeli military and right-wing government is anti-Semitic, Martinez added. We should never stay silent when it comes to any group. The mayor argued that the people of the United States, whose government and tax dollars directly support Israel's military, have an immediate moral obligation to condemn Israel's act of collective, no, not collective punishment. See how many times they've tried to put it in this fucking article? Genocide. Genocide. Collective punishment, my ass. and apartheid. See, it's apartheid. They don't want to say that fucking word because that's a word that the fucking Jews have used to fucking manipulate and then act like the fucking victims of their fucking lie of the goddamn Holocaust, isn't it? No, it, what you're doing, you motherfuckers, is genocide, and you're not going to fucking change it. Like I was sitting there when they were on television, they were on the round table, and they said, we got to get and put another name on gun control. Let's call it gun safety. Let's see, we put another name on fucking genocide. Let's call it collective punishment and apartheid. No, it's not fucking apartheid, and it's not fucking collective punishment. It's genocide. Vice Mayor Gail McLaughlin also told the Chronicle she and the mayor felt they needed to take action based on what they were seeing on the news. The situation in Gaza is really dire, she said, citing a lack of electricity, food, water, and aid. The urgency is now for us to do something. History will hold us accountable, and yes, by God, it will. McLaughlin added that both she and the mayor felt there was not enough attention given to the Palestinian voices in the mainstream media. No fucking shit. Who owns it? Oi. Who owns our fucking media? Who owns this? Who owns this fucking corporation that is occupying our fucking lawful country? Who are these motherfucking sons of bitches that are fucking their enemy combatants? Every one of fucking Jews. We felt it was essential that we not put our heads in the sand, she said, describing the resolution as a breakthrough of the mainstream media. And he's got a picture here that fucking, you know, like Alex Jones, that little skip video we had on there the other day. I think you ought to go out and, you know, just move the people out and just flatten northern Gaza. Them people got a tiny... First it came in when the Jews, remember, with a little, tiny little strip. That's all we just want, a homeland. We just want a better life. And then fucking now you look at Gaza. There's a fucking few little specks there completely, well, they've taken the Golan Heights, which belong to Syria also. But, I mean, there's a few little specks, and then there's a place smaller than fucking what the Israel thing was. That is Gaza. They want every fucking thing. And then they're going to Lebanon. And then they're, hey, I'm going to tell you what, wake up, Jordan. They're coming for you too, buddy. And I'll tell you what, fucking Iran, they're talking about going to Iran. Now, Pakistan's already told them they fucking try fucking with those nukes, that they'll give them fucking Iran nukes. See, they're trying to start a fucking war. This is it. This shit was going on before World War II. A lot of people really don't realize that, because the majority of the population of this fucking country was fucking German, of German descent. They did not want to go to war with Germany. They didn't like fucking communists. They didn't want to be a part of fucking saving international communism. And Rosenfeld, just like the rest of these motherfuckers, ran for office and I will not send our boys to foreign shores to die in other people's wars. Lying piece of fucking dog shit. These motherfuckers, the people that are manipulating this, we don't even know their fucking names. They're sitting and got the Rothschilds, we know, but which ones? And who's working under them, just under them? Who's working at the guy went through the whole fucking list at the CDC. That's just the CDC, people. Think about that. They have infiltrated our, they fucking are bragging about infiltrating our government, infiltrating several fucking governments so that they can take this shit and kill these people and take their fucking land away from them. How would you fucking feel? Would you feel like, oh, geez, this is Jew. I just should get, hey, man, just come on in my house. Take what you want, you fucking kike. These motherfuckers have been the makers of misery for too fucking long. And what's happening right now, at least, at very least, we shouldn't be financing it. But we are, because we ain't got the balls to stand up. Well, you know, there's a lot. It's either, there's two scenarios here. You have cowards. And you have fucking goddamn mammon worshipers. That is the biggest obstacle we fucking face if we want to enforce our Bill of Rights, our Supreme Superior Law of December 15, 1791. Just fucking greed and cowardice. And the greedy ones, they need to die. Because they would put mammon above fucking freedom and liberty, because it ain't there, because it ain't going to affect mine. I'm going to have money. I'll look down my fucking nose at you is what I'm going to do, because I'm going to have a water. Well, no, actually, you're not going to have any currency, because they're getting rid of the currency, aren't they? You're going to have a high social score, for turning in your family. You're low-life motherfuckers. If you do what you're doing now and do what you have done for so many fucking years, you would surely do that, wouldn't you? This is a long-time struggle that has reached a new height, McLaughlin said. Until the rights of Palestinians are addressed in the conflict, we will see more hostilities. Our only council member, Cesar Zepede, voted against the resolution, saying he wanted the city to bring everyone together in a community of peace. You see, you don't have the right to get mad. They come and take, they would kill your children. They kill your fucking loved one. They killed my loved one. They killed my wife. They've killed so many people on our fucking site. You know, you've read the comments. They've killed our fucking loved ones. You can't hate them. They're God's chosen people. Who said, oh, that was a fucking Jew that said that, wasn't it? I say, fuck you and your God. How about that, motherfucker? You motherfuckers are going to be the ones that get extincted. And that would be really, would fucking save, it would save humanity. Because you're out to destroy it and reinstate your fucking Khazarian fucking empire, phallic-worshipping filth, aren't you? Anyways, guys, I think we're going to take a break. I need to get a drink here, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back. the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ramp on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time, I answered to what I'd done. Who's today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hell before I sailed my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. And so your donations are appreciated. Okay, your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:51 Pacific time, and that, of course, was hard to get some. No, go give some. It's past the fucking waiting on these motherfuckers. Sitting around on your fucking ass, like I said, while the people are out there with their fucking signs up, save Palestine, marching and fucking yelling and screaming and bitching and complaining. A fucking woman in her ninth trimester is getting fucking blasted by a fucking bomb you fucking paid for, you goofy son of a bitches. You stop these motherfuckers only one way. You see their way now, don't you? Did you miss that? Are you missing what's going on in front of your fucking eyes? That's how they are. That's what they are. And the only way you stop them is to be fucking meaner and more vicious than they fucking are and wipe their fucking asses out. Let's see what else we got going on here. I'm going to go on. We know that the first city did that. Netanyahu declares invasion. You must remember what attack has done to you. Amalek has done to you, says our Holy Bible. Fuck you. Fuck your religion. You're not a fucking American, you son of a bitch. You're a foreign motherfucker, and I don't give a shit if you die right fucking now. I hope you do. You fucking sure as hell deserve it. You need to be put on fucking trial for the war crimes you have blatantly committed. For coming out just saying the shit that you say. Kill little fucking kids. Kill babies. You fucking monster. And the fucking people that finally, well, I guess you woke them up, motherfucker. And then I told you there was the video of the Russians attacking the airport. I guess that there were some Jews coming there to get the hell out of Israel. And then they're the Khazarians, you know, the ones are going to kick back and maybe we'll get some, you know, there'll be some Jews killed. Oh, my God damn, I'm not a Jew killed. I mean, shoot a Palestinian woman, a pregnant Palestinian woman in the stomach. But one Jew, remember, he said it, 20 Jewish lives are worth 1,000 American lives. And that, how in the fuck do you figure that, buddy? Huh, you piece of shit. I look at him, his face, and I want to rip it fucking off my bare fucking hands. I kid you not. Turmoil at the University of Augsburg. Students demand glory holes. Christian Democratic students are up in arms. This is almost too fucking sick to read, guys. But we'll look at it. Highlights, turmoil at the University of Augsburg. Students demand glory holes. I mean, when I went to go see this, I go, what the fuck's a glory hole? And glory holes, Christian Democrat students are up in arms. Glory hole is a hole in the wall through which the sexual partners can have oral sex, intercourse, without seeing each other. The application literally states, these three glory holes are to be built in the lecture hall center opposite the entrance where the information boards are currently located. They should be soundproof, opaque, clean by the building management, and offer maximum accessibility. Is this what you send your fucking kids to school? Is this what a school is? This is fucking, this is a sick brothel. An application by students at the University of Augsburg is causing a stir because they are calling for the construction of so-called glory holes in the lecture halls. Center, symbolic image, picture, a proposal of students at the University of Augsburg is causing a stir. So-called glory holes are being demanded, which enable anonymous sex. What? Jesus Christ Almighty. I mean, have we fucking sunk that fucking far, people? Glory fucking holes. Now you know what it is, too. Augsburg, on Wednesday evening, October 25th, the Student Council of the University of Augsburg will meet for the first time in the new semester. One item on the agenda is already causing a stir. A group of students is calling for the construction of glory holes in the lecture hall. Think about this in the time, I mean, I'm fucking 62, but think about this in the time when I was fucking, say, sixth, seventh, eighth grade, ninth grade, 10th grade. They'd have fucking, somebody had said something like that. They just got beat for saying it, pounded into the fucking pavement. Glory holes? I mean, they used to fucking look for, you know, the locker rooms, the girls and the boys were together, and some guys got caught one time fucking with the people. Man, they got in all kinds of motherfucking trouble for a people. Now they want goddamn holes where they can fuck through a fucking wall. This is sick, people. This is the degeneration, the final fucking coup de grace in the back of the head of fucking any thought of decency in this fucking goddamn Western Hemisphere. We can't allow shit like this no more. This has to be stopped. You want to fuck, go somewhere else. You see, you go to school. And they'll find, man, they'll step right up if you're going to say something about the fucking Jews, or if you're, the Palestinians, the Jews, they can have all the goddamn little clicks they want to fucking promote their fucking goddamn sickness. But if you know, anybody puts together an operation to fucking help the Palestinians, oh, now then we're going to step in, you're helping us save people that we want to commit genocide on. And erase from the fucking goddamn world. Well, that's not acceptable in a college. That's not something you should be discussing. The world, you don't discuss the world. You go in there for fucking this sick fucking goddamn bullshit. God. Glory holes for anonymous sex in middle of campus as ground. Students in Augsburg demand it. No, see, this is just like them coming up and saying, America's behind Israel. No, they're not. This is fucking probably five or six fucking sickos that are going to that fucking school. Somebody should pound the fucking shit out of them, beat them so fucking bad they won't want to come back to that school, because and tell them we come here to fucking learn. We didn't come here to fucking put up with your fucking goddamn brain tumor, your fucking goddamn retardation. Whatever in the fuck is wrong with your goddamn mental health, you sick son of a bitch. Sex in middle school for the campus ground. Students in Augsburg demand it. No, yes. Probably three or four or five. And that's all it fucking takes. Because you talk about apartheid. This country is fucking apartheid. And it's fucking, and they're committing goddamn genocide. They're committing genocide on the fucking world. Don't forget, ever forget that the goddamn kill shot program is still in full fucking effect, going full fucking blast to any fucking fool that'll go out there and let them stick a needle in their arm so they can become a Typhoid Mary and go out and kill someone like my wife. You fucking stupid pricks. Glory holes allow anonymous sexual contact between two people. The glory hole is a hole in a wall through which the sexual partners can have oral sexual intercourse. Without seeing each other. A group of students from the University of Augsburg is now calling for such an installation, among other things. They are active in the queer department, right? Queer day. I'm not going to read no more of this. You know what a fucking glory hole is now. I mean, that's the only reason I went over. I mean, what the fuck's the glory hole? I should have assumed it was fucking something sick.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
For years, they've been, the college students have been going to college, bench drinking, doing dope, and now screwing through holes. And don't forget now, we've got to forgive their student loans.
Oh, absolutely. We definitely have to forgive all the student loans. I mean, if you go into school, go through school, spend your whole tenure there, fucking through a wall, and then come out and they'll give you a fucking diploma. What are they going to give it in? Fucking glory hole fucking 101? I don't fucking know. You're right. The people that, you know, the kids that really wanted to learn, the people, I mean, they always, I watched that there was always a group of students that always socialism, something social workers, you know, become a social worker, social shit. You know, these fucking worthless fucking diplomas that I'm going to be a counselor. I'm going to be this. And you know, the people that want to, you know, learn a fucking trade, or else they, like my son, he got a bachelor's degree in fucking math and physics. Now that's going to school, but did it fucking pay? Hell no. 30, 40 years ago, if he was on the dean's list, I mean, the whole thing, offered the goddamn Rhodes Scholarship, the Golden Key, fucking good old boy shit. He refused it all because he knew what it was. But I mean, he should when he came out of school with his grades, because I mean, he had fucking A's, straight A's. There should have been offers waiting for him, offers for an apartment. We're going to give you an apartment. We're going to give you a Porsche. I mean, he fucking graduated and got a bachelor's degree in math and physics, for God's sake. He fucking worked on lasers for the fucking Defense Department to help make money to pay for his way through school. I mean, he's a fucking genius, and this is how far he can take his life, because he would not join the Golden Key Society. He wouldn't go on the Rhodes Scholar and become a piece of fucking human shit. But, I mean, you're right. That's, I mean, fuck it. You know, a lot of people that, you know, they saved their money, and back in the day, it didn't cost as, it's just like the aspirin at the hospital that's fucking $200 or $23 an aspirin, you know. When the government got involved with fucking schooling, that's what fucking drove the prices up. Otherwise, you could work a summer, you know, at a decent job, and you could save up enough money to take a fucking college class to fucking better yourself. And they were real fucking college classes, you know. Maybe you learn geometry or some kind of, you know, mathematics stuff that would up your skills. Maybe you'd already been working in construction or what might have you. Now it's a fucking joke, and it ain't funny, because like you said, there's people living under goddamn highway underpasses right now, as cold as it is, freezing ass cold in winter, with their fucking children who can trace their ancestry back to before this was a country, while these motherfucking goddamn foreigners are coming in here, $900 a day for a goddamn apartment, actually a motel room, and then they tell them, they got, no, we ain't leaving, you can't make us, and of course they can't make them, because this is their fucking country, they think. Because the fucking, it's our fault, because the goddamn people will not stand up and enforce the fucking law that they put in. Well, our ancestors had balls. But you got the two kinds of people, I say. I see you got fucking blatant fucking cowards, and then you have the fucking goddamn gold and silver mammon worshippers. That's what's standing in the way of us fucking straightening this shit out. Because we do have the means, and we do have the authority to do so. We just can't just authority. I mean, because, I mean, the people, I mean, the guy I work for, man, I might lose my fucking job if I fucking stand up and say, hey, you're fucking wrong. You don't get to take away my fucking rights. It's, you know, I'll take the COVID shot. Just don't fire me. How about I shove that fucking needle right through your fucking eye, you son of a bitch. Anyways, guys, that's been a day of it. I'm tired. And then we'll be back. Maybe next week we'll start doing it all week, because this is kind of picking up with, if it keeps picking up like this with the shit that's going on over there and it keeps escalating, we'll go back up to all week long. I'm getting old, I'm getting tired, but I'll do it. And until then, man, we know this. We know what's wrong. We know what the problem is, and we know who the fucking problem is. And sooner or later, people, we have to face this. It's not just going to go away. There is nobody going to come along and do it for you. You want to know who's going to fucking do it? Go look in the fucking mirror. If you don't do it, it ain't going to be done, and your grandchildren will be kowtowing at the foot of a fucking Chinaman. I promise you. You will fight or you will fucking die, and you will leave hell to your fucking children and your grandchildren. And that is the word from the trenches.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be off for the rest of the week?
Well, yeah. Well, I've been doing Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So I'll be day after tomorrow. But the,
okay.
I'm sorry I missed Friday. It was a mix-up with me and admin that caused that, and I didn't have the time to correct it that day and still go on the air. But I will be back the day after tomorrow. And like I said, if this keeps going the way it's going, I'll be full-time next week. Anyways, you guys have a nice day. That's a word from the trenches.
Okay, have a good one, Amy. Here I come.